ETL Echo presents an alluring ascent into ardor. Day 14. First Valentine's Day. Author, Nevizzle. Pairing, Pansy Parkinson and Neville Longbottom. Background, Hermione Granger, Draco Malfoy. Snow crunched beneath Pansy's feet. Draco was on a Valentine's Day date in Hogsmeade with Hermione fucking Granger? She could tell Draco had been sneaking around with someone. He wasn't that subtle. But Pansy assumed it was that doe-eyed sixth-year Astoria. Pansy could have handled a younger Slytherin, but she refused to let the gossip mill churn out stories about pathetic, moping Pansy, while simultaneously gaping at Hogwarts's new it couple. She jerked open the greenhouse door. Metal clanged against a workbench where Longbottom stared at her, surprised.
Hiya, Pans. Wasn't expecting anyone else here today.
Before him laid a trowel and some boobatubers in need of repotting, but the plants could wait. You, me, we're going to Madame Puttyfoot's. Eight couples stood outside the shop, hoping to get a table, but Pansy wasn't worried. Despite everything, her surname still held some value. Within minutes, Madame Puttyfoot herself led Pansy and Longbottom to a prime window seat location. Soon, Draco and Granger wouldn't be the only talk of the student body.
So, this was unexpected,
came Longbottom's voice.
I thought you didn't like me.
Her attention returned to the tea room's interior. Right. Now Pansy actually had to do the date.
Of course I like you. Well, tolerate, she breezily dismissed. We're herbology partners, aren't we?
A blush appeared across Longbottom's cheeks.
During first year, you called me a fat crybaby.
We were 11.
You weren't even nice to me last year, either.
We were in the middle of a war.
And then you tried to offer Harry up to Voldemort, which really wasn't nice.
I was just trying to survive.
Weren't we all?
Madame Puttyfoot arrived with their tea, but neither took a sip. Pansy looked down at her cup, ashamed.
I'm not proud of it, she whispered. I hear what people call me, traitor and whatnot. I just want to finish this school and start fresh.
But why wait?
Longbottom asked.
You can start fresh here. I mean, look at Hermione and Malfoy.
Pansy startled.
You know about that.
They're not that subtle.
A shared laugh passed between them, and for the first time all term, Pansy smiled. Longbottom smiled, too.
You know,
he said, eyes locked with hers,
some people see a wilting plant and assume it's dying, but almost any plant can be saved. You just need to figure out what it needs. More sunlight, less water, a new pot,
he shrugged.
I tend to think we're all wilting plants right now, in need of something different. Maybe it's as easy as time, or as simple as a second chance, but most of us just need someone to talk to.
A warm glow settled inside Pansy. She quite liked Longbottom's theory. They spent the next 3 hours talking, during which Pansy forgot about her original reason for dragging Longbottom to Madame Puttyfoot's. It might have been their first Valentine's Day together, but it wasn't their last. ETL Echo, echoing tales of enemies to lovers.